From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. And here is your host, who every year shouts, "My cranberry relish technique is unstoppable," at Susan Stamberg. Peter Sagal.
Thanks, Bill. So this year, in the midst of, well, you can't see, but I'm gesturing at everything, we tried something a little different. The beginning of our show is where we cover the top news stories, but to mix things up, we also tried to include some of the bottom news. Here's a sample. All right, Eric, your last quote is an actual out-of-office email reply.
Many thanks for your email. The office for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex has now closed.
That office is closed, and the former Duke and Duchess of Sussex seem to complete their flight from the British royal family by moving where this week?
I believe they've moved to the United States, California, maybe?
They have, close enough. They've moved to L.A. Very good, Eric. It was just a few months ago when the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, announced that they were leaving the royal family and moving to Canada. In other words, they picked exactly the worst time in history to move out of a big castle surrounded by a moat. Everybody started counting down to the inevitable move to L.A. I mean, come on. Of course she's going to go back to work as an actress, and he would love to experience a tan for the first time in his life.
Ugh, the Tiger Prince and Princess. I mean, that's what this reality show is going to be. I mean, this is a disaster. Well,
I give it 2 weeks before he's hanging out with Kanye.
I think we know why they moved to America now. They wanted that $1,200 check.
Do we know where in L.A. they're moving to? Do we know what part of...
I don't know. I don't know where they've rented or purchased a home. Do you know, Mo?
I don't know. I would have expected them to move to Anaheim. They've got that castle
there.
That's
true, yes. Very familiar to them. Grant, here is your last quote.
They're taking the town back. It's now theirs.
That was a man in Wales noticing that what are now taking over our empty streets and towns.
All the wild animals.
Yes, all the animals, Grant. That's exactly right. Since people are being forced to stay home, the animals have come out. Goats were walking down the street in Wales. Whales walking down the street in goats. at Yosemite, all the bears have come out, and Yellowstone is crawling with leather daddies.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God, you guys. It turns out, like, we're, like, basically my old roommate, Derek, who left a bunch of dirty dishes and, like, bong water all over the apartment. And then when he finally moved out, the apartment was clean. Like, we are that roommate.
We're Derek. We're Derek.
What's Derek?
We're the global Derek. There you go. Well, Julian, here is your last quote.
Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
Those were the words spoken to two guys who became the first men to do what from the United States in a long time?
To launch into space.
Exactly right, Julian. Very good. On Saturday, American astronauts launched into orbit from America, as opposed to the way they've been doing it for the last 9 years, standing on the side of the highway and holding up a sign saying International Space Station.
Did they actually launch into space, or did they escape the Earth? That's the question.
They did seem
did
pretty happy to go.
Did they launch into space or escape America?
There were a lot of people hanging. I've never seen that many people hanging on the side of a rocket in my life.
Oh, it was like the last helicopter out of Saigon.
Yeah. All the technicians were like, talk about inspect. You want to talk about a fake inspection. All those guys were like, I'm just going to go on board and just look around. Start the countdown. It's fine. I'll get off by the time they get off.
All right, Rachel, you're doing really well. Here is your last quote.
Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now.
No one is actually saying that, but what musical that was back in the news this week is...
Hamilton.
Yes, Hamilton. It's bad news for everybody sick of all of us people who could not shut up about Hamilton. Welcome to the second wave of infection. Since the show was broadcast starting last week on Disney Plus, millions more people can now be unbearably insufferable about seeing the original cast, even though they didn't see them live in the theater like I did. But now, everybody's arguing about whether the musical is historically accurate, so we need to set the record straight. Aaron Burr's rap flow was much more West Coast style than is depicted in this musical. Now, a lot of the criticism, of course, is that the historical Alexander Hamilton wasn't nearly the good guy he's depicted to be in the musical, where he's presented as a man who carries on a long-distance affair with his wife's sister before cheating on both of them, and then helps his son get killed in a duel before needlessly dying in one himself without even telling his wife where he was going.
Is that part of the drama that he never told his wife where he was going?
Yes. He actually, he says, oh, I've just got an appointment out of town, and he comes back dead.
Oh, no, I would never. I'd always be like, sweetie, I'm going to a duel. Isn't it hot?
Did they tell us why he was he afraid she was going to talk him out of it? Or would she have been like Maeve, who would have been like, go get him?
What he was worried about was that he would say, you know, I'm going to fight a duel. And she'd go, while you're out, can you stop off at the wig maker?
All right, Shelby, we have one more quote for you. It is from a woman looking back after 4 months of lockdown.
I don't think I'll use them until the actual end time.
So what are Americans not using as much as they thought they would back when all this started?
Ooh, can I get a hint?
Yeah, it's kind of the magical fruit. The more you eat, or rather the less you eat, I guess, the less you...
Oh, canned beans?
Yes, beans! This week, NPR's All Things Considered reported that after months of lockdown, many Americans are now experiencing bean buyer's remorse as they realize they did not actually need all the beans they hoarded back in March. All those Totino's pizza rolls, though, gone by April. Did you guys do this? Did you guys run out and buy all the beans you could because you thought you'd end up surviving on them?
Well, the first, 3 weeks of the quarantine, I was on the Daniel fast.
What's
that? It's a Old Testament biblical fast, and basically the only things you can eat are vegetables, and you can only drink water is it.
That does not sound like a pandemic friendly diet.
Did you ever find yourself searching through the Old Testament, like looking for a cheeseburger mentioned in the book of Ezra, for example?
You know you can't mix meat and dairy. Don't play me.
No, that woman is good. The woman is good.
Peter, I was just going to say I continue to eat one Hershey's bar a day in addition to all the other foods.
Oh, if you were just like on one Hershey bar a day, that would have been impressive.
No. One Hershey's bar plus all the other
foods. Everything else.
Yeah, I'm on the Milton Hershey diet. He wrote about it in 1894.